have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
As I look out in the world, troubles are the same. I'm gonna fall down on my knees and call on Jesus' name. Now I'm here to testify how he brought me through. What God did for me, he'll do the same for you.
My Lord, he's working on me.
Yes, he
is.
Without a
doubt.
Locked out in the cold. No peace within, no will to survive. But when Jesus came in my life, his love abides.
My Lord, he wiped it out.
Yes, he
did. Oh, yes,
without a doubt. Gave me the victory.
The Lord has made a way.
Made a way. Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, I made it through the storm. The Lord, he wiped it out.
Yes, he
did.
Kill me, tried to take my voice, but God told me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Now I can rejoice and shout, my God has worked it out.
Worked it out.
Yes, he did.
He worked it out.
He worked it out.
He worked it out.
He set me free. Gave me the victory.
He worked it out.
He healed my body.
He worked it out.
Make me whole.
He worked it out.
He brought me
out.
And he saved my soul.
Worked it out.
Can't nobody
worked it out.
Do me like Peter.
Well, good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And we thank God for today. It's Thursday, and we're thankful. For God be the glory. He is wonderful, and he is always worthy of our praise. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. I'm your host, Loretta Petit, and it's my pleasure to share with you today. I do want to invite you to, of course, reach out to me. You can send an email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Of course, we want to always open in prayer. Let us pray. Father, we come now to say thank you for your goodness and kindness to us. We honor you. We bless you. We magnify your holy and righteous name. God, I pray that you would allow me to say something that's going to be meaningful to someone, that's going to touch them where they need their touch the most. Bless my awesome producer and all the things that you have given to her hands. We know, Lord God, if she follow as you lead, they shall be blessed to abundance. And we give you thanks now. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, good people, today I just want to say we're getting close to the day when all the witches and the warlocks come out, the goblins and so forth, and little boys and little girls all over are just excited, and they're looking forward to having a good time. So we're going to just offer a special prayer for them, right? You will join me in that so that they can stay safe on the streets, because I know when I was a little girl, I took part in the Halloween, which is going to be next month. I took part in it. But as I got older, I chose not to. But if your children are, or if you know that, you know, anybody's children that are, we just want to pray for their safety, because we know the enemy is what? Busy. Always. All right? Always. So I guess you said, why are you talking about that so early? Yeah, I just want to say up ahead of time, cover your children in prayer, because you don't know what people are doing to the items that they're giving to them. Everybody is not righteous. Everybody's not for the right thing. Just want you to always be mindful. May pop in and tell you again, but I just wanted to drop that in your heart and your spirit today. So, don't have much to say. You know, this is going to be my abbreviated time. I just have a few more weeks, and then I'll be fully back. Just got a lot of things, of course, that sometimes knock and bump other things on the calendar. You know how that goes, right? Absolutely. And that's what we're looking at. That's exactly what's going on. So having said that, I just want to say that I'm coming up on an anniversary. I like to talk about it. I get excited about it because I never thought that I would do it, be anywhere for 43 years. So I'm coming up on my anniversary of when I joined the ministry that I'm a part of. Through the ups and the downs, the ins and the outs, it's been 43 years on September 23rd. That's what, 2 days from now? I think 2 days from now. So that's a blessing. That's a blessing. I remember people saying when I was coming up how people church hop. They church hop. And they said it like it was like a bad word, like it was a bad thing. And I'm like, oh, my God, is that bad? But you need to be where God has placed you and where he's sending you. So that's what's important. And if you haven't gotten it right and you keep moving until you get it right, God's going to be with you because he speaks to us yet from eternity. And sometimes we hear clearly and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we don't hear at all. So just keep trying. You know, the Bible says that we should chase after him. You know, that simply means seek him diligently. Seek him diligently. He will tell you the things that you need to know and he will grow you. He will strengthen you. And that's exciting for me. So exciting for me. So whatever it is that you're doing, in word or in deed, consult the Father. You know, unless you have something that you got to do like right away, you know, you don't have time to really, you know, take time to fast and pray about it. And we don't fast for everything, but there are sometimes things are just stubborn and won't move, like bad habits. We have to fast and pray on those because habits try to come to stay, But we know that we've got to try and, you know, do the will of the Father. And sometimes our habits are bad habits, and they get in what the way. So, but all things that we deal with in life, we don't fast and pray about. But I do want to encourage you to try to pray about them, because we are inviting God in. And when we do that, you know, we can't go wrong. And we can just count on his promises. We can count on his presence. We can count on his power when we invite him in. So having said that, I just want to encourage you to stay that prayer warrior. Strengthen yourself in that area. Pray to Father God any time of morning, noon, or night. You don't have to say, oh, well, it's not bedtime, I can't pray. Oh, yes, you can talk to him any time, because he's always there for you, always listening. Stay encouraged. I know this is a hard time for people as it relates to jobs, as it relates to inflation. Oh, my God, it's just so serious. The things we used to go to the store and buy two and three of, we can only afford one in this budget week. So something else we've got to put on the throne, put before God and say, Lord, help me to make it through. Mothers with little kids, you know, I understand the struggle, been there myself when my children were little. And sometimes you just have to decide, what am I going to do today? Back in the day, it was for me, okay, as was the rule, we were supposed to wear pantyhose to work. Well, I can't wear pantyhose today because my child needs sustenance. So, you know, and hope that nobody noticed, hope I didn't get in trouble and things like that. So, you know, you have to sometimes, you know, just decide, what is it going to be today? What am I buying? Am I going to, you know, buy the milk for the cereal so it can last all week? Or am I going to go on and, you know, take care of something else that I need to take care of? That's a real, real situation. So if you're doing well in this season and you're not really bothered by the inflation, that's a great reason to praise God. And just to pray for those who are less fortunate than you, it's so important that we remember others. Remember others. You never know what they're going through. Sometimes all you know is, you know, what it looks like. They smile through their pain. You may not always see the tear, but they wet their pillows at night because things are so, so hard, and they can't see a way out. You say, oh, well, you know, they can go and they can do Uber. They can go and do, you know, one of these other little things, ships to make money. But what about if their car is not up to par? What about if they don't have a car? They don't even have a bicycle. You know, I'm just saying, so let's give each other a break. Let's learn how to love each other, pray for each other, and, you know, just remember those who are less fortunate. That's my thought for you today. Remember those who are less fortunate, because these are very trying times, from the president dealing with the situation as it relates to Russia down to the lowest of the low, the homeless trying to have a roof over their heads, and all of us in between. Oh, my God, just so much going on in the world today. And I know where I am has just been deemed the murder capital of the nation. And it's really, really rough. It's rough, y'all. It's so rough that we've got to have a gun and sit by the door with it. So pray for us here in New Orleans. It's a real, real thing. Okay? So having said all of that, I'm done. I'm getting out. Got to get to my next thing. But just remember to reach out to me, LorettaReviews@gmail.com, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Thank you, Kimmy Kim. That's my awesome producer. I hope that you have a wonderful day. And we're going to talk again next week, and we'll have some more uplifting and informative items for you. Until then, may God bless you. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Bye-bye. Thank you.
sheets of rain falling down, people moving all around. Some never think how great you are, some never feel with a clean heart. With all that you do and all that you've done, the fact that you gave your only son, you think they'd all cry, glory, hallowed be thy name, most excellent, most God. Stars in the moon sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, yeah, today, gone tomorrow, days of joy and days of sorrow. Some even ask what life's about, some live and don't see you're the way out. Is it only look and see your glory in the great heavenly? They'd have to cry out, glory, hallowed.